One day when Paul was writing to the church in Corinth, he told how God empowers us to witness to the world. He said, we thank our God who always leads in triumph, and through us sends his gospel all around this whole wide world. He told us we are living letters written by the hand of God, not with pen, but by his Holy Spirit. Not on tablets made of stone, but written on our hearts, to be known and read by everyone. We are not sufficient in ourselves to please the Lord. He is our salvation and our guide. Oh yes, Jesus made us ministers of his new covenant. For we have his Spirit right inside. We are unto our Father God a sweet aroma of Jesus Christ, who gave himself to pay the price of sin. To those who will accept him, he gives life eternal. To those who turn away from him, eternal death begins. He told us we are living letters written by the hand of God, not with pen, but by his Holy Spirit. Not on tablets made of stone, but written on our hearts, to be known and read by everyone. We are not sufficient in ourselves to please the Lord. He is our salvation and our guide. Oh yes, Jesus made us ministers of his new covenant. For we have his Spirit right inside. I'm a living letter, you're a living letter, to be known and read by everyone. Victory. Still they did not understand what they were meant to be. Twice he had appeared to them, they felt his nail-pierced hands. 3 years he had lived with them, yet he would not stay with them. What would they do now? We must live somehow, said Peter, let's go fishing now.
Peter and his friends sailed on the Sea of Galilee. All night long they fished till morning broke across the sea. Then a stranger on the shore asked, "How well have you done?" Fishing had been very grim. They looked out and said to him, "Not a single one." For they had caught none, not a single one. Then he told them, "Cast your nets out on the right-hand side." Filled so full they could not lift them, oh, how hard they tried. John looked at the stranger and said, "Peter, it's the Lord." Peter wrapped his coat around, jumped right in and swam to shore. Then they rowed the boat, towed the net along, over to the shore. 100 yards to shore, Jesus sat there by a fire, cooking fish and bread. They sat down beside him, not a single word was said. Jesus then told Peter, "Bring some of the fish you've caught." Peter pulled the net on shore, filled so full it was not torn. 153 fish that they had caught. How is this, they thought? "Let us eat now," Jesus said, and gave them fish and bread. They all knew he was the Lord, so not a word was said. Jesus then asked Peter, "Simon, do you love me true?" Peter said, "Lord, yes, I do." Jesus then said, "Feed my lambs." And he asked again, "Do you love me true? Lord, I do love you." Jesus told him, "Tend my sheep," and asked him one more time, "Simon, do you love me more than any other one?" Peter said, "Lord, only you know how much I love you." Jesus told him, "Feed my sheep. Follow me and I will keep watching over you. I will fill your nets. Go and fish again. Go and fish for men." Jesus sends us out into this world to take his word to everyone. Going in his name and power, greater things we do than he had done. Jesus fills the nets we cast with those believing in God's only Son. Let's go fishing now. Let's go fishing now. Go now. Jesus was walking through Caesarea with his disciples all around. That's when he asked them, "What news do men say? Who do the people say that I am?" They told him, "Some say you're John the Baptist, or Jeremiah, Elijah too." Jesus then asked them, "What now do you say? Who do you say now that I really am?" Peter then answered, "You are the Christ,
Lord. You are the Son of the living God. Jesus said, bless you, Simon Bar-Jonah. From your own self you could not have told. Only my Father who is in heaven could have told you. He has told you upon this rock of revelation. I'll build my church now with people like you. All of you will have keys to my kingdom. Against my kingdom, hell won't prevail. Things that you bind here are bound in heaven. All Satan's power cannot assail. Things that you lose here are loosed in heaven. The Son of Man, I told you I am. Now you know I am the Son of God. Only my Father revealed this to you. And I came from heaven to reveal him to you.
Play.
placed in us as your guarantee, our assurance that you will be with us for eternity. Only you, Lord, know just how much I love you. Only you, Lord, know just how much I can. With all my heart and mind and soul, I want to love you, Lord. I just want to serve you. I just want to praise you, to walk in your spirit.
Christians often wonder how to get help from the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus tells us in his word, oh, ask and you shall have, seek and you will find, knock and it shall open to you by God's power divine. You have not because you ask not for the things you need. Before you ask, his will you must heed. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. If you only call him like you're dialing 911. You are missing blessings, 'cause he's closer than your phone. Knock and it will because you ask not for the things you need. Jesus knows before you ask, his will you must heed. Ask and it shall come unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will open to you by God's power divine. All God's people waited there by that mountain, watching for Moses to come down from its side. On that mountain God was writing 10 commandments on tablets of stone. He did inscribe, "You shall have no other gods before me, for I am the only living God. You shall make no idols or worship them, for I am the only living God. For I am the only living God." You shall not misuse the name of God Jehovah. You must keep the Sabbath day, for it is holy. You shall honor both your father and your mother, so that you will live long in your land. You shall not murder any person. You shall not commit adultery. Do not steal or tell lies to each other. Do not covet other people's things. For I am the only living God. God said, "Moses, take these tablets to my people. Tell them these commandments are to be their guide. Tell them if they try to keep them, I will bless them on tablets of stone I have inscribed. You shall have no other gods before me, for I am the only living God. You shall make no idols or worship them, for I am the only living God. For I am the only living God. living God. You shall not misuse the name of God Jehovah. You shall keep the Sabbath day, for it is holy. You shall honor both your father and your mother, so that you will live long in your land. You shall not murder any person. You shall not commit adultery. Do not steal or tell lies to each other. Do not covet other people's things. For I am the only living God. For I am the only living God. When the day is dawning, do you talk to Jesus, thanking him for bringing to you another day for living full and free? As the hours are passing in your work and play, when the day is ending and night comes your way, do you count your blessings, giving all the glory to the Lord above, thanking him for walking by your side? What else do you need? If the Lord is with you, you are living free. Let his Holy Spirit guide you constantly. Jesus came to give us life more abundantly, not just up in heaven, now with every day. He wants us to be happy, living full and free. If you'll only love him, serve him joyfully, he will give you peace and you will be free. Doing what you know comes from his Holy Spirit, turn back to Jesus.
Jesus. He will show the way to live full and free. When you go astray, just turn back to Jesus. He will show the way to live full and free.
If you are a Christian, then you know you wear his sign, written by God's hand upon your heart. Bright and clear as red neon, it spells out little Christ, lighting up your path out of the dark. Bold emblazoned letters shining on your front and back, written in the language of the heart. Everyone that sees it knows that you belong to Christ. By his grace and love you're set apart. Oh, if you are a Christian, then you know you wear his sign, written by God's hand upon your heart. Bright and clear as red neon, it spells out little Christ, lighting up your path out of the dark. There's no way to hide your sign from Satan's prying eyes. He is hunting all around this world, searching out the targets for his flaming evil darts. Every day at you they will be hurled. Christian, then you know you wear his sign, written by God's hand upon your heart. Bright and clear it tells the world that you belong to Christ, lighting up your path out of the dark. If you try to dim your sign and walk in worldly ways, then you'll fall and stumble in the dark. Just ask the Lord to lift you up, and he will make it blaze, lighting up your path out of the dark. If you are a Christian, then you know you wear his sign, written by God's hand upon your heart. Bright and clear as red neon, it spells out little Christ, lighting up your path out of the dark. Lighting up your pathway, lighting up my pathway, lighting up our paths out of the dark. I can do all things through Jesus, my Savior. He is my truth and my life and my way. He has all power on earth and in heaven. He walks with me in his Spirit every day, setting aside all those things now behind me. pressing onward, and up to the past. I can do all things through Jesus, in His power and His love. He is my truth, my life, and my way. He is my truth, my life, and my way. My life, and my way. Jesus said, I can do nothing without Him. I'm not my own, for my price has been paid. He said to go out and tell all the nations. He is their truth, their life, and their way. Setting aside all those things now behind me, I'm pressing onward and up to the prize. I can do all things through Jesus, in His power and His love. He is my truth, my life, and my way. I am rejoicing in Jesus, my Savior. Anxious for nothing, I think on what's right. Christ is in me, He is my hope of glory. He gives me strength and joy and delight. Setting aside all those things now behind me, I'm pressing onward and on.